lines from the bottom. It says in Pasuk, Vayihi b'yeis Yeshua b'yiricha, Vayiseinu v'ya, he picked up his eyes and he saw someone. So the Pasuk continues, V'ina ish omid l'negdoi v'cha b'shulfa b'yadid, there was a person standing connected him with a sword, Vayelech Yeshua elav. And Yeshua went towards him, Vayemele halonu atam l'tzareinu. So Yeshua asked him, so this person approached Yeshua. So Yeshua said, are you from us? Are you trying to fight me? So Vayemele, the Pasuk continues, Ki ani sa'a tzva Hashem ata ba'asi. I am the sa'a of Hashem. Yipa Yeshua alpon of Arza v'yishtachu. Yeshua bowed down to him, v'yishtachu. Vayemele ma adoni medab alav, what do you want to tell me? So this is the Pasuk what happened over here. So Yeshua, so let's start again. Three lines from the bottom. V'hi b'yeis Yeshua b'yicha v'yiseinu v'ya. Yeshua picked up his eyes and he saw. V'yoyim me'aloi. So he told him, no, I'm not a regular person. I need tzad tzva. Hashem ata ba'asi. I'm coming for now. V'hi b'yeshua panav atza v'yishtachu. And Yeshua bowed down to him. So frek dimo hecha avadachi. How did Yeshua bow down to him? V'amei abyechinon. Asalei l'odom sh'yitin shalom l'chavei b'layla. You're not allowed to give shalom to your friend at night. Cheshinon shem ha-sheidu. Maybe he's a sheid. So, how could you go, how is Yeshua? He was misupik what this person was. And he said, shalom aleichem. And he said, who are you? How are you allowed to do that? That maybe it's a sheid. And the sheid, you're not allowed to say shalom to. Zakrashi. Hey, cha'ovid, the mishtach v'l adam b'layla. He bowed down to this person. No, t'kivin da'am aloi halonu atam l'tzareinu. You see that he was, halon, what are you here for? Mechla adalailu, you see that it's at night. Dibi imamo, v'chilo yemake ben tzari yisrael, the tzari yisrael, wouldn't he know the difference between his fighters and the fighters of the yisrael? Shema sheidu, v'eim etzin shem shemayim ala mazik, v'sholem. V'shem shemayim, v'shem shalom is the name of Hashem. So he's telling you that how could you go ahead and so the taina on Yeshua was how did you go ahead and bow down to this person? So the most shiny awesome. There's different the
Kabbalah.
Huh?
The Gemara says the taina is a shalom, no?
Both.
Rashi says.
Okay. Rashi says. Right. Hecha over the mishtach v'olam. Let's read at the beginning. So the Moshe Shani Hashem the Ka'amale Ani Sa'at Zva Hashem Ata Ba'asi. It's different over here. You know, it's not a shade because he said, "I'm coming from Hashem." In fact, the Moshe Dilma Meshakri. Maybe he's lying. Maybe it's really a shade and he's lying. Gemiri, we learned like Mafki Shem Shemayim Levatali. Even a shade doesn't say Shem Shemayim Levatali. It won't say out Hashem's name. Okay, so he said like this. So this was the beginning of the story. The Yeshua met this person and he said hello and he bowed down to him. Amaloi, so this Sar Hashem told him, Emesh, yesterday, Bitaltem Tamid Shalben Abayim. They were fighting in the war. And you didn't bring the carbon. Every day we're being two carbonas. And you didn't bring the second Tamid. And not only that, V'ach Shalben, now, Bitaltem Talmud Torah. Now you bring Mevatel Talmud Torah. So you did two problems. First of all, yesterday you didn't bring the Ben Abayim, the carbon. And now at night, you are being mevatel, you're not learning.
Shiloh was still there, and who said the Kohanim didn't bring it? You're supposed to bring the Tavon on the Mizbeach, not in the field, you make it go at Mizbeach.
I'm not sure what you're asking. I'm saying, but the Maisa, they didn't bring the
But you're supposed to bring it in Shiloh,
okay.
Not here.
Okay.
So why is Yeshua responsible for the
Kohanim
didn't bring it in Shiloh?
Oh, why was he responsible?
Yeah,
Yeshua
was
responsible for everything.
They were supposed to bring it in Shiloh. The
Kohanim
were there. Why didn't they bring it?
Okay, good kasha. But B'kitzes, the Atayin is in on two things. So he says, Dr. Yemar, so he asked them, Al-Ezim and Basa. So what are you really coming to me? Don't tell me two things. What's the Ikatayin? Amalei Atabasi. I'm coming for right now that you're not learning Torah. Miyad, right then and there, v'yolin Yeshua v'alayla hu b'seich ha'emek. Yeshua stayed over that night b'seich ha'emek. And what does b'seich ha'emek mean? V'am ha'birchan ha'melamed shalon v'umke shal halacha. He rested with umke shal halacha. That means he sat down and learnt. Am ha'bshmu ba'unya m'shmei derav gadol talmud Torah yoysim ha'karvas t'midim. Here we see the talmud Torah is greater than the carbon talmud. Shenema atabasi came for now. See, that means you would think maybe a Karban Talmud is greater than learning. So Mara is saying, no, here I see that the learning is greater than a Karban Talmud. Look, Rashi. Amalai emesh bitalta. It's on the right side. Ata ba'asi. Dashina medika amalai ata ba'asi. We dash it since he says it came from Amachal. The Milsa Achriti. Amalai the Mehadalai. Amalai. There's another thing also. The Mehadalai ata ba'asi. Emesh ayayim. Kshehev ben abayim. Koyle nami emesh. Yesterday, Ben Abayim is also called Amesh Einzel Aloshan Avis. It's called Avis. Actually, we taught in Talmud Torah, keeping the Biyayim, you have to Michayim Lasik B'Torah Machbis Iske Melchamis. During the day, you can't learn. Tzichim Atam Lasik B'Torah Belaila. You can't go a day without learning. So if you couldn't learn, you're not going to be able to learn in the day because you're fighting war. So you have to learn at night. Vayelachal Lishka B'Gilgal, Shashama Machna B'Lai B'Matzah. You should have slept in Gilgal and not a Matzah. A different city. Atabasi Hashem Achshavasi, the power of Miyad. Miyad Nizah Yeshua, the house of Oid, Lava B'Matzah B'Layla, they didn't go further to Matzah. The Kach Nama B'Ay V'Yolun Yeshua B'Layla, who B'Tzech Eimek Shalom, whom G'shal Torah, he sat down and learned.
What's the rise in other Talmud Torah? Maybe because right now, he could only do is he could learn. Talmud Shabbat B'Ayim too late, no?
No, but he asked him, why are you coming for? What are your time is on?
The time is what you're doing right now, you're not learning.
No, but he had an excuse. He was supposed to end up in Matzah.
You're saying the time had passed already.
Yeah, I know the time passed. It's not about a reversing. The Shadda is, what was your time on me? Well, at the end of the day, what was your time on me? So he's telling me, Atabasi, that, yeah. So I'm going to write. Amalei Abayil Avdim, it's a new Gemara. We'll finish with Ochan, I'm going to start. Amalei Abayil Avdim, Hai Krab in Marava, V'maya Kimtelei. They asked Avdimi, this Pasuk in Marava, Avdimi came to Bava, so they asked him, Marava is Eretz Yisrael. How do they dash in this pasuk? Which pasuk? It says, "Al teitze lariv maher." Don't go fight quickly. Pen matasa ba'achrisa ba'achlam oisir yecha. You never know what's going to happen at the end. Embarrassing your friend. Riv chariv esir yecha beside acher al tegal. This is a pasuk. Two pasukim. So fight your fight with your friend, but another sir, don't be megala. Another side, another secret. Don't be megala. So what do we say? What's going on? I mean, fight your fight. First of all, try not to fight, but fight your fights and don't be megala other sides. So b'shal she'amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYecheskel. When Hashem told Yecheskel, Leich emer lehem liYisrael, go tell the Yidden. Avicha, the Yidden were doing chatayim, they're doing bad. So he said, Avicha emeri v'imecha chitis. Your father's a emeri and your mother's from chitis. Who's your father and your mother? Avram and Sarah. Avram comes from Canaan and Mary. That's where his father came from. And Sarah came from Chitis. So that's what Hashem told Yecheskel. Amra Ruach Piska. So that's what happened. So Zakra Ashi Avicha and Mary. Terach Vavais of Mikran Ba. So Amra Ruach Piskainis. If Nakadish Baruch Hu. Ruach Piskainis. Who's that? Malach Gavriel Rashi says. So Malach Gavriel told the Kadish Baruch Hu. Ben Shla. Im Yavoya Avram Vesara. If Avram and Sarah come, v'yamdu lefanecha, and they'll stand in front of you, ata imalehem umach lemaisa, you would tell them this, that Avram, you come from Amari, Sarah, you come from Chitis, would you embarrass them like that? Riv chariv esayecha, fight with your friend, v'saydacha al tegal, don't give them musa on other things. What are they supposed to do with Avram and Sarah? You wouldn't do this to Avram and Sarah. So the same is, don't go ahead and tell the children that you come from.
Why is Sarah called the Chitis? She also came from Terach.
Yeah, and that's a good question. But she also came from Chais. Her mother came, so another cool. Zakar Ashi, Ata Machla Ma'isam, Shata Kari Ma'isam, and Ma'ya V'Chiti. You're embarrassing them. You're embarrassing Avram V'Sara. You wouldn't call Avram V'Sara this. You're just calling the children this because they're doing bad. Riv Chariv Esayecha, Miyesh Lachal Lachiach Esisrael. If you want to give Musa to Klai Yisrael, Lachicham Ba'atzma. Because what would happen if Avram Vesara would come to you? So you see that when you give someone Musa, don't get sidetracked with other things. Tell him straight what he was doing wrong. You go around like that. Yeah. Does Malach Gavriel have such a shus to go and talk to HaKadosh Baruch like that? Right? He was telling Hashem, don't give Klal Yisrael Musa like this. Malach Gavriel has three names. Piskon, Itmon, and Sigron. What are the explanations of these names? Piskon, Shepaisik Dvarim Klap Imada. He tells the Rebbeinu Shalom, comes from Muslim, Psak, clear. He tells the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shaf, Klap Imada. Itmain, Sha'itim Avenisayim Shal Yisrael. He hides that the sins of Klai Yisrael, Sigurin, Kivon Shesoige, Shuvene Pesach. Once he doesn't have a shus, once we close him up, he doesn't have a shus anymore to ask Rachmanis, he can't start again.
The Malach.
Yeah. So that's why his name, so here we see his name is Piskoin, and he could tell a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, whatever that means, he could tell him some things. Zakriyashi. Mi yisle yishus ala gavir kula hai la tich, dvarim klap imali, ketel Hashem sashach, kivin shesoyge shayin la yishus tavak hashach, and kivin shagav v'chema, shuv ein malach acha peseach, v'bakoshu ki lo yoyal, he can't ask anymore. So that was one pasuk that Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael and explained the pasuk. Here goes another pasuk. It says, "Hayarich." What?
Why? But we don't get an answer as to why Hashem even under those words in the first place. Why would he rebuke? He doesn't explain why he would rebuke Israel that way. Was that supposed to teach us? That would actually teach us we should be rebuking people this way.
Well, you see, Hashem agreed to Gabriel. It's hard to talk about Hashem. I mean.
No, I understand.
Right, you see, Hashem agreed. Why the Ketchila? What was Meikar?
Yeah, in other words,
because he was upset at them, and he said that maybe the opposite. Maybe he was saying that it's not your fault. You really come from. He was saying good about them.
Okay.
You come from.
I thought it's partially because they were I'm in the chait of a vaisam.
Terach.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So there's a pasuk in. In Eov, it says, "Hayarech shuacha loy vatsa v'chol mamatzei kayach." So the Gemara explains like this. So it's Amar Belaza, "La'olam yagdim adam tefila letzara." It's a fascinating Gemara that you should always be magdim the tefila before the tzara. Shalemale higdim Avram tefila letzara ben beis ele ben ay le'nishtayim irisha Yisrael tzara v'parit. Before you come to a matzah of tzara, you should always daven. Now, what does that mean? You should always daven before you come to Matzav Torah. What are you supposed to daven today? You have no idea what's out there for you. So what do you say? You daven in Shmanasi. You go through every single possibility that you could dream of that shouldn't happen to you today. Here we're talking about. Look at this. Here we're talking about Avram daven ben beis elai. That what? That Klai. So when they come there in Ai, thousands of years later. Thousands, whatever, hundreds of years later, that they shouldn't get by over here with Yeshua, right? They shouldn't get the destroyed.
Who says the tefillah has to be specifically for something specific? It could be a general tefillah. You should be davening to that, you know, you should have atzlach and whatever it is, and not have chas v'shalom any obstacles or.
You mean it's just a global. I'm just saying, it's interesting tefillah. It's yeah. You should have a good day today. You daven shachas. You should have a good day.
You should
day
always
today.
Be on your toes. You should always be davening.
Let's say, okay.
Well, you daven for good kids. I mean, just good kids.
No, but it's endless that you should be at across the street today. You should your future work, your body should work, everything.
Don't
have what? You should be talking. I don't know who knows what that
right.
Tzara is.
Right.
That's a haidah. That's not a bakash. Yeah. Zakri Ashi. Hayach shur lebatz. Kach yoyim chaveyev le'iv. This is what the friends told Eov.
What did Avram daven for at the time?
That the Klai Yisrael shouldn't get destroyed in Ai.
It was a specific tefillah?
Yeah. He went there. Higdim Avram tefillah tzav ben beis el ay le'nishtay. If he wouldn't have davened, le'nishtay minish Yisrael tzav v'palad, nothing would have been left. Zokna Hashivai. So they asked Eov, Higdam teshuach le'botza ad le'bo ha'tzoyen mi'yisa ha'yisaken ha'yua ka'ma ma'atzim eskercha. If you would have done this, then everything would have been okay. They told Eov, if you would have davened beforehand, Eov had no clue what was going on with him. If you were down beforehand, everything would have been good. Shlaka Shama, another title in this pasuk called Ma'amitz Asu B'Tfila Melmato Ein Leitzar Melmaila. If you Ma'amitz, if you strengthen your Tfila Melmato, you won't have enemies, you won't have any tzaris from the Malachim on top. Okay, Ashu Kala Ma'amitz Asu Tfila Melmato Ein Leitzar Melchayim Lastina Melmaila. They can't stop him. So that's what you should have. If you strengthen your Tfila, then you won't have any tzaris on top. Birchu Nama La'olam Yivakish Adam Rachmin. You ask the malachim to help you out. While you, like Tzara Mamar, they shouldn't. The malachim stop your tefillas many times. So you ask them to help you out. So this is a big machlokes. We know, do you daven to malachim or not? Do we say machnis erachmim and slichas? Here the Damanit al-Malachim don't... many Achareim that argue on this. It's not the Yidamanit al-Malachim. He's saying Hashem, Yidamanit Hashem, make sure the Malachim don't stop me. Not the Yidamanit al-Malachim direct.
Rashi says Messiah.
Yeah.
That should be Messiah.
Right. So that's what other Rishonim argue and say that it can't be. Because we don't daven. It's a big chasam sefer. Everyone knows that. This is a lot of. If you daven to Malachim direct. Yeah.
Yeah, but over here, it's not pshat that you're asking the
Malachim. Right, you're, not, you're just telling them not to stop
it's easier than that. Well, over here, you're not saying the Malachim should help you. You're saying that the Malachim should be machnas you to. So basically, you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yes, no, Rashi's not saying that they're. Rashi's just saying that they should help out, or they shouldn't be an obstacle. They shouldn't.
Let them not stop it. Let's stop it. Okay. So the Ma'avaita. Minayin Shekipa Levide by Achan. The Mishnah said that he agreed that he did a chait, and the Mishnah says Minayin Shekipa Levide. So Tani Abanim, Minayin Shekipa Levide, Shenema Vayom Le Yeshua Ma'acha Tani, Ya'akecha Hashem Hayom Hazeh, Hayom Hazeh At Acha, today you're bad. V'yata Acha Le'el Ma'bo. And you're not going to be bad. No, you nizvada and it worked. V'chsev. It says another pasuk. How do we know that? It says Uvnei Zerach, Zimri, Ve'eson, Ve'heman, Ve'chilku, Ve'dadra. Kulam Chamisha. Oh, there's five of Zerach's children. So Zimri, who's Zimri? Zimri is Acha. Amai Kulam Chamisha. Kulam Chamisha and Eilam Abba. They're all similar in Eilam Abba. They're all tzaddikim in Eilam Abba. So here we see that Acham was nischape, he did shuvah and it worked. So the Gemara, k'siv zimri v'k'siv achan. Sometimes you call him zimri, sometimes you call him achan. Rav Shmuel, chadam achan shmuel. One says that his real name was achan. V'lama nikka shmuel zimri, so why do we call him zimri sometimes? Sh'asam ayse zimri. Because like we learned yesterday that what did he do? He
rizana
v'naim ayse. So you see, he did the same ayse of zimri. His real name was achan, but he did the same ayse of zimri. He was ichon like around a snake. Yeah, I'm the same. Shall Yisrael
a wheel,
a snake. Yeah. Zakri Ashi, k'siv zimri. The pasuk puts it together with other brothers that were tzaddikim. K'siv zimri v'k'siv achan. Hachak kachash of nezach. V'lo k'siv achan. It says of nezach. It doesn't say achan. I'm a bray, you see, he was the son of Zerach, and that was Zimri. Yeah, but Shmuel Damit Tavai, who Achan was Zimri? Chadam Achan, Shemai, Maisa Zimri, Noyev. He was Mizanik, Adam Elel, Baal Naim Meosa, like we learned earlier that he was Baal Meosa, Vayin Shenenshu, Vinikfu Yisrael, Bavayinik, Vayin Shenenshu, Adai Zimri, the Mesa Abba, Esim Abba, Elo, Vakan Yubish, as a legend. There was the same Einish as Zimri, over there, 24,000, and over here, Rebis and Ed, Ichan, Achan, Gilgil. Around Aleim Pkudos Avanisem Kaachna Zu Shem's Gagalagos Behak of God are like Achna that's around a round circle. Talk to my Avaita.
He confessed also on all the Naim Maras
on everything. Yeah, the Mishnah says.
We didn't say that yesterday.
What?
We didn't say that yesterday.
The Mishnah says that.
The Mishnah says.
Al Kol Avinaisi Temisasi Kapar Al Kol Avinaisi. So the Ma'avaitim, any day is vadis. If you don't melenak is atzma, the Mishnah said that if the person wants to go ahead and say that, if he says he could say that this Mishnah should be a kapar on all my sins except for this sin, and they told him no, you can't say that because everyone's going to come and say that. So what's wrong if everyone says that? But you're not ka atzma. So let everyone say that this Mishnah is kapar on all my sins except for this sin. Kadesh lo lohitzi laaz abate dinim v'ala edim. That if people are going to say this, people can say that but the dinim are not honest, or the edim aren't honest. So therefore, we said not to say this. Tana Rabbanu.
Why doesn't the Gemara say pashut? Because otherwise, they won't have kaparas. They want to get a kapara. If you bring a kapara in chatas and say it's not for the real avera, you don't get a kapara.
Okay, so this guy feels not to, so it's his chat. So, well, he feels that he didn't do the chat. Zakti Ma'avaita.
He didn't get
Nenash.
Okay,
so that's his fault.
If the is not Mishchapa.
It's his fault. Why should we care?
Because
he's
you
action.
Get Nenash for him also.
He's an action.
If you lie for the Rosh, you get Nenash for him.
But the truth is, if he really believes like that, it's machshava. Tanya Rabbana. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad, there was a story with one person, Shiyatze liharek, he was going out to get killed. Ama. Em yesh bi avon zeh, if I did this wrongdoing, lo'itei misasi kapara l'chala v'naisi. So that when I'm getting killed, shouldn't be a kapara for anything. Vim ein bi avon zeh, if I don't have this chet, tehei misasi kapara l'chala v'naisi. If I don't have the chet, then the misa should be, look how strong he was. He was so positive that I didn't do anything wrong. He said, if there is an oven in this, if I did wrong, then nothing should be mechop. If I didn't do wrong, then everything should be mechop except for this. Ubezim v'chal yisrael menukin, everyone should be cleared. Ve'edim v'loitehem l'mechila oilam. But the edim should not have mechila, I don't forgive them forever. K'shasham v'chacham b'dava, amru lach zira yash. The chacham saw how strong this person was. They said, we can't take him back. Shkaniz v'gzeir. Was very nixzak zay Eli Harik. We should kill him. V'yekayla tali b'tzaver edim, and his chain should be tali in the necks of the edim.
What does that mean?
What?
What does it mean?
It means it's taka.
Whatever the edim did.
Yeah, they did wrong. Yeah. The ma'ab shita, it's pashit. Kol kamina is he believed? Like, what's the chiddush? Like, we should not kill him. I mean, I don't care how shafi he is. He's not believed. Kol kamina is he believed? To go connected what the edim said le'tzicha. The Kahadri Bu Sa'adi. The Edom got so panicked that they were chasing themselves. So therefore you would think that maybe we shouldn't kill this person. Once you say Edom, you can't repeat unless it's Tech Adiba. So too bad. The Edom wanted to retract. It's too late. Even though they gave a reasoning to why they said Edom, so you would think they could retract. No, they can't retract. Who ma'isim? The boy mixim. We'll see this long Rashi. What the story was?
No, we just have to talk a moment about the example. Why would this fall into this category?
Right, saying the same thing. Why did they wait for the guy? The guy says he said, "I'm not. I have another reason why I'm not guilty." Or the Edom come and they say, "We were lying." When did the flag get waved? The horse run back.
No.
They didn't have a reason.
No, they're just. They have no reason out.
That's not a reason when they...
No, no, because we cannot believe. The time means a new time.
Okay.
The problem is, technically, for all intents and purposes, everything still stands. So all the arguments, all their proceedings, everything says we should die.
Because you need other witnesses.
It's just because he came along and said, everyone gets scared.
Right.
Very good. Dr. Ashi. He asked, Shishkwa Enigma Adin, Chikol Kamine, V'chinaman Hu, is he believed the Chashdino Leil Sahadi? Was he believed for that? The Torah is makbid on the first edus. The reason why they were chayza wasn't a real reason. Let's answer your question. It was just because they figured, you know what, why should we go ahead? This guy's being so tough on us. Why do we have to go so strong with it? So go ahead with it. Do you have a time in the Messiah? And this is a sin of plainness. Are you going to sign him? Because they didn't like it. And like we see the story, the boy Max, what's the story? Zakr Ashi. Maisa be Muchas Echad. There was a story with this Muchas.
Tax collector.
Yeah, tax collector. Yisrael Rasha. Echad Shemes. Ubay Biyoi Mes Adam Gadol. This person died. He was a Rasha. He died. And the same day, Adam Gadol, Chashav, a person died. Be'ir. Ubal Kobne'ir. The whole city came in this askub mitasai, and they were busy with the dead person. And the relatives of that bad person, so everyone was busy over here. Most of the people were busy with the tzaddik, and the krevim were busy with this muchas. And the enemies, the bad people, they left the bed of this muchas, and baruch. Why is Sham Tamad Echad?
Mitos means both the Tadik
and the Rabbi. And yeah. Why is Sham Tamad Echad? She Yashav Loi Imitas Rabbi. But there was one Tamad that stayed with the bed of his Rabbi, the Achaz Man. Chazu Gedali Ir Likva Esachacham. So again, what happened was there were two beds and the Oivim came. So everyone ran away. Everyone got scared. But there was one person that stayed with his Rabbi. The Achaz Man Chazu Gedali Ir. After a little while, they returned. To bury the chacham, and by mistake he got switched. the bed of the Chacham to the bed of the Muchas. And they buried Vayesa Talmud Tzayik. And this Talmud was crying, no one listened to him. So they switched burial places. So this Talmud was very upset about it. Machata Garam Nikova Zeb Bazayan. Why was this Talmud Chacham? What happened to him that he had to be buried with Bazayan? Uma Zakha is Rasha the covet but cover Gala Kazah? Why was this Rasha Zaycha to be buried with such covet? Neil Yam Bakalaim is Rabbi Kendalamala out at Styra. Don't be upset about it. Let me show you my covet began Eden. In Gan Eden, my covet Gadol. I don't care how where I'm buried. Look at my covet upstairs. Look at the person, the Rashi sitting in Gehenim. Tzir Shal Pesach Gehenim. Seve Ba'aznav. His chains are in Gehenim. Avo Pam Achas. Shamati Begnus Tamid. So what's my problem? Why was I punished like this? Because Pam Achas Shamati Begnus Tamid Acham. And one time, I heard in the embarrassment of Tamid Acham. V'lay Mechisi. Look what it means that you hear someone embarrassing a Tam Tchachem and you weren't Meichel. L'kach Nanashti. So the rest of his life, he's buried between Rishayim, and he got Bezyanis, because he once wasn't stick up, he didn't stick up for Tam Chachas Bezyanis. Zeh Pam Achas, Heichem Suda.
Didn't say that he was buried between...
Obviously.
Yeah. Just says that he didn't have the cover.
Oh, okay. The cover, Zeh Bezyan. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, what did he do good that he was zeichet to covet? So I did once bad.
So now he's a shachar kapara after Nitzel or something? That's how it works?
No.
He's a nifter and then he's buried. So, therefore he's getting his iron.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's the nekuda. Okay. V'zeh pa'am achas. And this one time, heichen suda. What did that person do good? Heichen suda l'sa'ar. He prepared a suda for the sa'ar here to come. V'loi ba'sa'ar. V'chilk la'aniyim. So he gave tzedakah. So this was his chah that he got so much cover. So the Talmud asked, okay, the Talmud was nichan daita. He was okay. So he said, till when is that person going to sit in Gehenna? Within kash, amalei atcha yama Shimon ben Shetach. The yikon is tachtav. Till Shimon ben Shetach comes and goes in instead of him.
I mean, he didn't even get the cover. What cover did he get? He didn't even know he was a Rashi. So what was that real cover?
No, but the maisi he got covered. It means covered adimin. What do you mean? Lemaisi, he got covered. I mean, he didn't even know about it.
The body of the Russia got covered. He had a big procession, and they were crying.
I remember, no one knows who it is. A funny person. He said he was always inspired to have a big levaya. He always wanted. He felt that, you know, he's not around, he won't have covered, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Yeah, but anyways.
He's still covered.
What?
He's still around. Covered for Neshama.
No, he's not living. No. He's talking about himself all day. He was a chash of a person. He was a Talmud. Interesting, yeah. Amalachi, Yamashim ben Chet, V'ikon is tachta. Amaloi. Oh, it's a till Shimon Shetach. I mean, it's very interesting. It seems like there's only like room in Gehenna for like one person. So once Shimon Shetach takes over my slot, he'll be out. Huh?
Shimon
Shetach was supposed to take him over. Amaloi Lama. Why would Shimon Shetach get punished like this? Amaloi. They nashim mechshafani is Yisraelis. Sheish ba'ashkelon. They are kishuf woman in Ashkelon. Ve'en oisaben din. And he's not punishing them. So Lamacha, the next day, Sibai said, Talmud Vam, Shimon Shetach, this Talmud grant to Shimon Shetach. He said, look what's going on. So Ma'asa, what does Shimon Shetach do? Kina Shemayinim Bechurim, Baalei Kaima. He gathered 80 Bachrim, tall. Ha'esayim Yayim Geshama. It was a rainy day. V'nosan Kad Gedolah B'yad Kalechad V'echad. He gave them each a barrel. V'kip a talis B'seicham. They folded a talis in it. V'am Lam Yizara Ben Shehen Shemayinim. Be careful with it. It's 80 talisim. B'shah. Shatikansu, when you go into the house, you be ish achas mehem in haaretz. V'shuv, each one pick up a talis. V'shuv, mehem mechash v'shedus b'chem, and the kishuf woman.
No, but you should pick up the
witch. Right, these mechashefes. And the mechashefes aren't going to be able to be shedded in you. They're not going to be able to disturb you. V'im lav le'nuchalem. If not, you're not going to be able to get to them. Halach le'shim ben shetach, le'traklin shalahem. Shim ben shetach went to the palace, to the place. And he left his bechurim outside. Amulai, they told Shem Shetach, Miata, who are you? Amulai Mechashiv, I'm also a Kishiv Macha. Well, Narsaischem ben Echshav, I want to test you on your Kishiv. Amulai, Makshav and Biyadecha. So what type of Kishiv do you have? Amulai, and he told them, Yechalni, Lavi Lechem Shemayim Bechurim, I can bring you 80 Bechurim, Atufi Talisis, they're wrapped in Talisim, Neguva is dry. Even though it's raining outside. Amulai, Hanir, show me. So they said, show me. And he told them, come inside. It's your talisas mina kadim. They took out the talis from the barrels. And it's atu bam. And they ma'atav it. V'nichmasu. They went in for achas kalecha, this achas man. Each one grabbed one of these women, mechshevis. V'gviyu, they picked them up. V'yachlu lahem. They destroyed them. They got rid of them. V'yitziyam, v'talam kulam. And they hung them. V'niskanu kreveyam bedava. And the kreveyam, the relatives of these mechshevis, got jealous of this. V'vohu shnayimhem, v'kivnu devrayim. So two of them, see here what happened? He killed all these girls that were mechshefim, and two of them, kivnu devrayim, they prepared a whole bilbul on the son of Shimon ben Shetach, v'yedav noish Shimon ben Shetach, chiv misa. There were two edim that prepared themselves very well. All the drishas were curious. They built, made up a story, and they were going to come and kill the son of Shimon ben Shetach. V'nigma dinoi, and it was nigma din that son of Shimon ben Shetach was chayiv misa. When they were out ready to kill him, it was a bilbul, the whole thing was a bilbul. Amar, he was the one that said him, Yesh mi ava in zeh lo'ite emi sasu l'kapari. If I have this sin, nothing should be mechopet me. V'me'ena kein, te emi sasu l'kapari ha'kala v'noisai. The misa should be a kapari on all my sins. V'kai lo tole v'tzav ha'edim. And the chain should be on the tzav ha'edim. V'shamu e'lai, v'chazu b'am. The edim heard this and they were chayza. V'nasu tam lo d'veim, ach v'sin es anoshim. And they explained themselves. Still, Vav became like Nifta, and they killed the son of Shimon ben Shetach. So that's the mice with this Gemara.
So why would Zaka?
Sounds like a good reason.
They had a good reason, but they didn't come to the table.
The Adam checked out.
They worked out. Well,